Welcome to the Text Files. That's right. The only podcast that covers college football, Texas conspiracy theories, and dares to tell the nasty tumbleweed choke truth about how the entire nation is conspiring to keep down the greatness that is Texas Longhorn football. That's right. I'm Spencer Hall, broadcasting from an unknown location somewhere here in Texas. We can't tell people where we're at because it gets too hot. People come after you with things. They want to complicate your hard, simple truths. They want you to sleep.
They want to be in your apocalypse bunker and poor at the same time.
Can't have that.
No.
Joining me, Brother Jason. Brother Jason, who is broadcasting from an unknown location, also somewhere here in the Lone Star State. Brother Jason, are you safe in Bovine today?
Yeah, I think this time we're going to pick our own hometowns. I'm tired of being assigned hometowns.
Pick your own. Because it's an alias anyway, because we can't tell people where we're at.
Right.
It's too dangerous.
I'm going to tell them I live in Flat, Texas. The best part about Flat, Texas, it's in the same county as Pancake, Texas.
No way.
That's true. Look it up.
I'll look it up. I'm going to tell people that I am from Cut and Shoot, Texas. Cut and Shoot. Just around the corner from Kermit, Texas.
I'm also from Dish, Texas.
I am Spencer Hall, and I'm from Waco, Texas, home of the Jade Helmets.
Favorite. It's Friday Night Lights. The real Friday Night Lights. So much more terrifying than imagined. Also joining us tonight to discuss the truth about Texas football that no one else will tell you. Ryan. Ryan joining us from, I believe...
Unknown. I'd rather not even disclose an alternate location.
Okay.
Ryan is from Uncertain, Texas. Yes, that's a real town, too.
I continue to fight for custody of my beautiful sons, Campbell, Clemens, and Caro, which my ex-wife asserts I have no right to in the divorce, but I will remind you, there is no UT in divorce.
And gave up on Colt, huh?
As a sovereign single dad, I do not recognize it.
I also enjoyed that we can assign you a name and a place you're from because it's not where you're really from. It's not where you're really at, again, for your protection. I'm just going to give you the hometown of Tool, T-O-O-L, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Tool, Texas. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that happened. It was like, let's be useful. Tool.
I like Jason's plan 3 minutes ago where we got to pick our own hometowns.
No, that's true. That's true.
I don't really like anyone telling me what to do, especially the government and or Spencer Hall.
Spencer Hall trying to wait, I'm Spencer Hall.
Yeah, god damn it. This got complex fast.
Who's from Italy, Texas?
Oh, that's definitely Ryan.
He's
so continental.
Yeah, that's what I am.
Holly, you're from Earth, Texas.
Thank you.
Earth.
Man, that really changes the Independence Day line.
I am the Will Smith of this podcast.
I was going to hand this over. What conspiracy theory do you want to tackle first? I believe the
hand this over.
Yeah, the my well.
Forget hell.
We were going to gently transition to a trusted comrade in arms, Ryan, who has his vault of massive Big 12 conspiracy theories, because the Big 12, I think throughout its history, it's clear the most beset upon by conspiracy theory conference, the most convoluted history in a conference, the most Freemason-ish of histories of any conference, a universe allegedly arranged around the University of Texas, which in fact was created strictly to keep it down.
Isn't that convenient that the Big 12 never refutes publicly that media-created idea that the conspiracies, the fraud, the fix is always in for Texas? Could it be perhaps that quite the opposite is true, and they're happy to throw you off the scent by thinking that every Texas victory over Iowa State in an unnecessarily close game where Texas looks like shit is somehow favoring the Longhorns and not the product of a worldwide cabal working against the freedom-loving Longhorns? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that odd, don't you think? Isn't it questionable that no member of government will respond to my requests for an interview on this podcast at any level? Not once. You'd think if they had nothing to hide, they would happily come on this podcast and explain why Texas is treated fairly. And yet, my emails go unanswered, my calls go unreturned, and I am barred from several departments of motor vehicles.
I would say this. Your theory has no evidence and is merely novel because it is the opposite of what is probably true. However, emotionally, I find it very satisfying, so I choose to believe it.
Now, basically what I've done is I've got a list of every Texas game this season. And look, y'all, here on the Text Files, we believe in UT. Hook 'em. And we believe that they can absolutely go undefeated, make it to the playoff, win the national championship, as is their birthright. But we also recognize that dark forces conspire against them. Not, and you think, oh, well, that probably applies to only two or three games. No, friend, there is literally a shadowy money arm behind every opponent on Texas's schedule. Just, Spencer, just pick one, and I'll tell you. I've already done the research, so just pick one out of a damn hat.
Mm. A big old hat, mind you.
A big old hat.
We don't pick out of no small hats. I was going to go with the so-called Texas Christian University.
Sometimes the financial money arm's a baby arm. It's fine.
This is easy, okay? Jason, who's the coach at TCU?
Gary Patterson.
Gary Patterson, born February 13th, 1960. Now, Spencer, that's the same day that a certain nation in Europe exploded its first nuclear bomb in the Sahara Desert. Do you know what nation that was?
France.
France! If Texas loses this year to TCU, it is because the jilted, jealous, angry, soft French bribed the Big 12 to conspire against us. Easy. I can do this all day for any team on the schedule.
Unlike Gary Patterson.
Yeah.
Does Gary Patterson usually needs to stop and change his shirt? French?
He looks like that Snozberries kid. That's a French sounding word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gary?
Hell, Patterson, if it ain't Texas, Patterson. It's French.
I agree. Also, Texas Christian University, that's redundant.
You're trying too hard to conceal yourselves.
Trying too hard, okay? It's redundant. Well,
that's
your mascot,
a little on the nose, y'all.
Yeah.
The mascot that shoots blood, also redundant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know what? A good way to know when people are trying to pull the wool over your eyes, just take what they say, reverse it, and see if it isn't the reality. For also, instance,
also, I mean, y'all, the mascot is the horned frog. What do you think they eat? What do you think they eat in France? Frogs. It's right there.
Their colors are purple. Hey, how about red and blue and white, buddy? Don't leave your flag in the washer. You'll end up with purple.
These colors don't run, but yours did.
Yours
apparently did. Go ahead, give me another team.
Fort Worth. That shit's easy to invade.
I mean, they call it Fort. Fort Worth.
Ain't Pillow worth Fort much. Worth.
Pillow Fort Worth. Just Gary Patterson sitting there sweating underneath eight cushions. He's got two kids in there with him, and he doesn't know why he's doing it.
I got Hydrox and Capri Sun for whoever's hungry.
Those cushions gonna have to go out in the yard.
Yeah, no, just sitting there sweating.
Real moist.
AC's down to you know Texas levels, a good 66 degrees inside while it's 102 outside.
You can get these stains out with meat tenderizer. Don't worry about it.
God, Gary Patterson's been in here. You're going to have to fumigate this place.
Now, Ryan, do you want Big 12 teams to whom the Longhorns allegedly lost, or just Big 12 teams in general?
Oh, this is forward looking. I don't
the last entire season, conference
last okay. season. Last season, a distant memory. And friend, if you think it's just Big 12 teams, I assure you it's not.
It goes. Are you telling me it goes deeper?
It goes all the way to Maryland.
Oh my God. Well, of course it does. That's near D.C.
Let's break that down. Maryland. First word in that, Mary. Mary, that seems to remind me of a certain world religion based in Rome.
Hmm.
And when it comes to turtles, we'd all rather fuck or kill.
And Spencer, if you're familiar with papist tradition, what is it that is barred during the Lenten season on Friday?
That'd be fish. I'm sorry, meat. You eat fish instead. Yeah.
That'd be right. Beef.
Yeah.
So beef. you have a long-standing papal war on cows, and now you take that and apply it to a fish-based. Turtles are fish. Don't believe what the books tell you. That's right. The Roman Catholic Church absolutely was behind last year's loss to Maryland, and if we lose again this year, that's just more Catholic money being poured into the already fat Maryland football program.
Can't not spell papal without no wonder they were in the North Carolina Conference.
Let me tell you what, you know, they might not be able to eat them on Fridays. You know, they certainly ain't going to be slaughtering no cows on Saturday. Not when September 1st rolls around.
Not this time.
At all. Maybe last time, but not this time.
Starting now.
Yeah.
Starting it was all. Now.
Plus, in true Catholic fashion, Maryland always needs three quarterbacks to have one. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that loss, false flag. I want to go to. I want to go to the most globalist of all of the opponents that Texas faces. That would be West Virginia.
This one's easy. Are you familiar with Fairmont, West Virginia? The town of Fairmont.
Town of Fairmont. You know, I am not.
You know what's there, Spencer?
No, go on.
NASA's Independent Verification and Validation Facility.
Ugh.
Opened in 1993, which you'll note was a very good year for West Virginia football. What the fuck is a NASA facility doing in coal country? We launching any rockets out of West Virginia? No, because this is where aliens go to become assimilated to Earth life before they are given Earth skin. That explains. Look at Dana Holgerson. That's not a human man. That's not a born of this Earth person. That is an alien barely trying to keep it together on his planet. Gin is water. So stop criticizing him, but recognize that he is an invader. 100%.
Now that you mention it, you know, Men in Black, my favorite documentary.
Mm-hmm.
I really, if you don't see some similarities between Dana Holgerson and Vincent D'Onofrio's character in that movie, think about it.
Margaritas!
Just run the screen!
Spencer, in the words of beloved Texas mascot Bevo.
There's a death look Bevo's given. Yeah, I'm being given the Bevo death look. I didn't know Bevo was so partial to Dana Holgerson, but you know, maybe aliens
Dana's
can
a man who appreciates haunches.
I 100% believe that.
Hey, me and Bevo were both pretty horny.
Probably in a Silence of the Lambs kind of way, though.
Brian, you got anything on Tulsa? Those bastards at Tulsa.
He's never moisturized in his life.
Tulsa, in 1917, is where the United States Oil and Gas Association was founded. And, Jason, if you were a Saudi Arabian petro baron and you wanted to start a shadow entity to advance your interests in the United States but make it look like it was all domestically oriented, wouldn't you call it the United States Oil and Gas Association?
Yeah, either that or Texas A&M University.
Woo!
Who I don't ever think about or care about at all. Never heard of them. Just made that name up.
Never heard of them, but I hate them, and we would beat them.
We would, but we don't need to.
But we won't.
Don't want to play them.
No, not interested. Too easy.
I'm scared of how bad we'd beat them.
They are too.
I wouldn't want to taint our academics by brushing up against that SEC ignorance on the field. Might be catching. Might be like the Stand, but for dumbness.
I mean, yeah, I'll just run through the rest of these real quick. Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley, clone of Abraham Lincoln, who we all know is not dead and has never been dead. USC, Sam Darnold, that's just an anagram for random lads. That's clearly a reference to the military draft. They are just a DOD project, which explains why it has so many cost overruns and continually fails. Baylor McLean Stadium, that's named for Drayton McLean Jr. and his family. How did they get their money? Supply chain companies for grocery and food service, aka how they get the nanobots into your blood. Texas Tech, first class enrolled in 1925, had 914 students. 914 is the original area code for Westchester County, New York, where Robert Durst grew up. Iowa State, Operation Cyclone, that was the code name for the CIA's program to arm and finance the Mujahideen in Afghanistan in the late 70s and throughout most of the 80s. Rock Chalk Jayhawk, that's clearly a reference to powerful teachers' unions. And Oklahoma State, well, they are funded by known shapeshifter Garth Brooks.
Damn. I didn't know some of that.
Kansas State is clean. They're fine. I can't find anything on them.
I don't know. They're coached by a gargoyle.
Somebody unplug Ryan and plug him back in. He's Dom Jason.
All right, I'm going to go to sleep now. Bye.
He installed Jason Drive.
Good God.
That was spectacular.
Listen. All you have to do is be willing to see these signs. They're not hard to find. You just need a little Wikipedia, a little creativity, and no sleep.
That's all right. And also, willing to believe anything you find emotionally comforting.
Hook 'em.
Listen, if anybody can find me documentary evidence that these conspiracy theories are affirmatively not true, I will recant them. But I say the burden is on you, the audience who's already disappointed in this podcast, to prove me wrong.
It's real fucking bad tonight.
That's true. This audience is fake news if they can't do it. Man, just listening to you break this down, I'm as mad as I was when we lost to Oklahoma State that one time when the Big 12 refs. The only recorded instance in history of Big 12 refs blowing calls in a game involving the Longhorns happened to be 2 years ago, Oklahoma State, Texas. Every other officiated game in the Big 12 involving Texas was clean right down the middle, except for that one, just that one.
It wasn't a Big 12 game, but I'm not sure about that BYU game. I'm still looking into it.
Yeah, that was a little suspicious.
And that UCLA game. A lot of Texas losses here. Too many Texas losses, arguably.
Got UCLA one that we could have got them on speeding.
That's 66 is one over the limit in an elementary school zone in Texas.
So that's the schedule. All we got to do is beat the Bilderberg Group and the Bohemian Grove and the little orange men. No, we're the orange men. Sorry.
And the French and Garth Brooks.
And we'll 12-0. We'll be in the playoff cartel. No matter what the Illuminati has to say about it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Boy, won't the Aggies be mad about that? Poor the Aggies. I don't care how they feel though.
What is that? A basketball club?
Yeah, might as well be. That's probably the only sport they're good at. They probably play it there. We don't.
I'm deeply unfamiliar with everything you're saying.
We Kevin Durant went here, and then we shut down the program. Shut down the program right after that.
He's a champion. Just for the record, Kevin Durant is a champion.
We're the 2-time NBA champs.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right, and you know,
just like Kevin Durant, we'd have to take a pay cut in order to pull that off, but because we're rich, richer than the Aggies. I don't know who those are.
That's true. You know what the real Golden State is? Texas. Why? Because we got all the gold.
Because we got oil.
Mm-hmm.
Black gold.
Texas tea. Literally.
Because we got trophies? Well, our high school teams do.
Vince!
They play each other a lot.
Vince Young. That's Vince all Young. I got to say to anybody talking some business about a little thing called the national title. First of all, Fix has been in for years. Okay? 4 years. You want to believe it? Okay. What teams won the most national titles over the past, say, I don't know, 15 years. That's right. The Alabama Crimson Tide.
Oh, I thought we were talking about just on the Longhorn Network.
No. On the Longhorn Network, as God intended, every 35 minutes, Vince Young crosses the finish line across the goal line
against
to score
USA?
A TD with the voice of God himself, Keith Jackson, the last godly man on the planet. May his name be praised, saying, he's got it. That's right. That's the way it should be. But let me tell you what's happened. I'm going to connect all the dots for you because, you know, Ryan put on his little conspiracy hat and did a little show, and that was nice. That was good.
Calling a man's hat little, son?
That's fine. He knows that I have a huge hat.
He's being ironic, you see.
But the government, now they'll be looking for a little hat.
It's called ironic. It's the latest in New York humor.
New York invented irony.
New York humor.
So here we go. And I mean, that was an impressive.
We treat gophers around here.
That was an impressive display.
Low ground, like the mole people.
The mole people are real and they live in Waco.
Thank you.
You know this. I
hate to see my culture appropriated.
We have to, don't appropriate mole people culture. It's not cool. So I'm going to take this back. All right. Because that was an impressive performance, almost as impressive as noted NBA enthusiast and probably spy Red Panda. Red, as in the color crimson, as in the Crimson Tide, as in the team that have won the most national titles. Now, mind you, what are they known for? Being a faceless killing machine, right? Down with the individual, all hail the process. Little process sounds like something like the dialectical, like Marx and Hegel's. Actually, that's what that sounds like.
Red, you say.
Red, you say. Crimson Tide. If there isn't a better cover for the creep of socialism back into American life, it would be the joyless Alabama Crimson Tide. Oh, lo, from red states. Red states, you say? The red estate? Can I remind you what the red estate was? That's right. Soviet Russia. That's right. What did Texas football have to give the world? A face. An individual. Vince Young. Brilliant athleticism with some elements of teamwork, though we try not to talk about those too much because, again, it's kind of communist to have a team sport.
So handsome.
That's why AJ McCarron has a tattoo of Mobile on his chest so that when he wakes up in the morning, he can look up and remember who he's supposed to be, not Russian.
That's right.
It's the world's simplest Memento remake.
He ain't Russian because he ain't mobile.
That's right. Also, what kind of an offense do they run? Is it through the air as in passing? No. It is on the ground as in?
Like a T-34 tank.
Russian.
Ah.
They have yielded the air superiority to America.
That is true.
Like so in the Big 12 where we throw around a lot. Do we catch it? No, we're Texas. We throw it.
That's right.
And who was the last emperor of Russia, if you recall? Nicholas II.
Mm-hmm. Just connect it.
Who was Nick the First at Alabama?
Mike Price.
Mike Price, okay.
Yeah.
Sar Mike.
Yeah. Michael Nicholas Dubose. That's who was first.
I think he's more like Rasputin. He disappeared into the wilderness.
Yeah, no, you ain't killable. It's true.
And you'll notice.
We've tried.
All those glass footballs, don't they look like Fabergé eggs? Interesting.
Fascinating. Where did those go? Where did those come from?
Huh.
Huh. Yeah. Just saying. If you just take the opposite of what somebody's telling you, flip it around.
Speaking of locking an entire family, including women and children, into a building. And
which way? What?
Oh, I thought we were doing the czars. Yeah, go ahead.
Also, every Alabama playoff run goes exactly like every war against Russia. They lose and it doesn't matter.
That's true.
They just lose and lose, and then they win.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're the loser for going there in the first place.
You should have invited them.
Mm-hmm. Can I do my first ad?
Oh, please. Yeah. Obviously.
Folks, Spencer has totally uncompensated ads he'd like to read for
us. Well, no. We have sponsors of truth, funders of honesty and light. And we want to, you know, they fund our operation here at the Text Files. And
future sponsors in waiting.
As soon as they hear this, they'll pay us what we're owed.
That's right. That's the anticipated ad strategy for the Shutdown Fullcast right now. We're going to praise businesses and see if they send us stuff.
honor system.
Never you, Cheez-It. Never you.
Got to do this on a podcast because we're not pretty enough to do it on Instagram.
That's right. So what we have to do now is I wanted to go ahead and give everybody a little bit of Texas Jesus, a little bit of the gospel of the Lone Star State. What I wanted to do is go ahead and open the gate, let you wander the open range and discover all the things that dwell in Texas and only in Texas. Not because they couldn't succeed elsewhere, but because there is no elsewhere. Where else is there to go? What? You want to open a business in Oklahoma? Who wants to do that? Why would the glory of HEB, that's right, uncompensated sponsor of this podcast, HEB, the finest grocery store in the world, why would they want to just sully themselves by opening a store in New Mexico? It's not even the original Mexico. It's like Mexico the remix.
And it's not even that new.
No.
It's like new Coke at this point.
Those rocks are just as old as everyone else's. All right? Same. There's nothing new about it.
600 years.
Yeah, exactly 600 years when they were created by the hand of our Lord, Willie Nelson.
That's what my public school history book said.
Pamphlet. It's a pamphlet.
Pamphlet.
That is. That's why we're going to go ahead and give shouts out to HEB tonight. HEB, first of all, you want to know the greatest thing about it? The name. Okay? HEB stands for Howard Eve Butt. That's right. The man's last name was Butt. And you know
never
what?
Told a lie on this podcast.
No, and you know what? The world gave him butt, and he turned it into gold. That's what he did by making the finest grocery store in the world. First of all, the meats. I know that you and I, as Texans, appreciate meat more than other people, particularly, God's own gold on the hoof, beef. Winn-Dixie says they're the beef people. HEB's meat, and particularly their cuts of beef, make Winn-Dixie's look like confiscated cat food. That's how bad Winn-Dixie looks in comparison to the glorious red shores of the HEB meat department. You know what they have? Shinerbach.
Winn-Dixie doesn't even have a historically accurate name, so.
Ryan, you want to ice down for a minute?
Remember who won the Civil War? Texas. Why? Not even in it.
Not even in it.
We got next.
That's all right. Yeah, we got next.
Just you wait.
You know what? This is the thing. If it's a game of civilization, Texas is going to win by cultural dominance because you could fight them, but you get an HEB. That's right. You know what else they sell? Tortilla chips in the shape of the state of Texas. The only shape tortilla chips should be in. Every store is a little different. Hopefully you get one of the ones that cooks tortillas in the store. It's absolutely magnificent. They got Shinerbach, and I don't just mean like 6-pack, 12-packs of Shinerbach. I mean, they usually have it in the store so you can drink and shop at the same time. Why would you need to drink at the grocery store? Well, if you Winn-Dixie
have you
was
been
your,
to your house?
Yeah, that's right. You need to drink while you're shopping because it's a pleasure, but it's probably better if you got a big 16-ounce beer in your hand while you're doing it, right? Everything you could possibly need. In addition to that, it's like the only commercial Tim Duncan ever did. Like Tim Duncan did Texas only commercials. Tim Duncan didn't endorse anything except like Old Navy, and he didn't even get paid for that, like this ad.
R.I.P. Tim Duncan, God rest his very silent soul.
That's right. R.I.P. Tim Duncan did.
Greatest basketball player of all time.
Dead in the San Antonio Old Navy, where he wanted to be. He's scattered.
Standing. It's how he wanted
dead,
to go.
Dead and standing.
Because he admired the Admiral so much.
That's right. He died saluting him and holding a $7 t-shirt that kind of fit.
It didn't fit. It definitely didn't fit Tim Duncan.
Had a flag on it, hater.
It's an off-brand no
I'm
fear.
Sorry you're not as much of a patriot as Tim Duncan.
Old Navy is the clothing equivalent of believing in a flat earth.
This is absolutely true.
Speaking of our sponsors.
Oh, and did I mention they sell Whataburger spicy ketchup at HEB? In case you want Texas in your Texas, Whataburger condiments for sale at HEB. Also, pretty much everything comes in the shape of Texas. That's all I got. Allegedly, too, if you like queso, which I don't because it's poison for the brain that the government wants you to believe is good.
Get the hell out of Texas.
Goddamn apostate.
I know. I'm the only real Texan in Texas. I know they're giving you cheese poisoning one delicious bowl at a time. Yeah. No.
The truth is in there.
I'm off that for a minute.
The bottom of that bowl.
I'm off that for a minute, Satan's dick. I leave it alone now. Bad for the arteries, bad for the mind.
What kind of cattleman are you?
Thank you, HEB, for sponsoring the Text Files and endorsing everything we have said explicitly.
HEB did not endorse or take it.
Everyone out there, tweet at HEB and thank them for sponsoring this program. Tell them if they don't pay. No, I'm not going to. Don't trace this back to me. I'm calling from an undisclosed location. Don't trace this back to me. They don't have queso in Iowa. That's what I heard. We got to kick Iowa State out the Big 12.
Now, Jason, we can't possibly have exhausted all of the conspiracies against Texas, have we?
No, of course not.
They're only conspiracies if they're not true.
Damn.
Some conspiracies.
Did I do that backwards?
Yeah, they're only conspiracy theories if they're not true.
Thank you.
Right, so around this time every year entering football season, what you'll hear from whiny sports fans whose schools are not as wealthy as the University of Texas at Austin, which is all of them.
Broke boys.
Poor sheep.
All of them, including Stanford and Oxford and all other Ferds.
Harford, Yaleford,
both same place,
Baleford,
yeah,
Ferdum, Texas A&M, College Station, Ferd. There's no school there.
Ferd AU,
Ferd Estate.
Ferda. The Ferda Gators.
No one assumes Ferda State has money.
Man, this is the stupidest podcast.
Keep going.
We broke Jason. Holy shit, we broke. Drop
the hammer.
Mark the time. We broke Jason. Sorry.
Ferdresno State.
Yeah, there we go.
So what you'll hear from these folks who wish they had as much money as Texas does is that Texas is always just wildly overhyped by the media. If Texas shows up, you know, if someone picks Texas, oh, I think Texas will be maybe like 7th in the Big 12. Oh, Texas is back. Oh, Texas is back. That's what you hear. But if you really look over the past decade or so, you know, since that sniper shot Colt McCoy in his good arm, you know, let's look at the preseason rankings. All right. Just this decade, not rated 15th, not rated 23 and maybe 23 again or so this year under Tom Herman, a man who's wise enough to say we play our rivals, at neutral sites, which means we can play Texas A&M, whoever that is. I don't care.
No, he said rivals.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can play Oklahoma and Oklahoma in the Cotton Bowl.
Much as we might want,
but anyone else is just not a rival.
Nibble their crew cut weird earlobes between our teeth. They're not our rivals. We don't want to make out with them, and we don't think about it all the time.
We don't think they're sexy.
Nope.
In their little uniforms.
Oh, so crisp, those crisp pleats.
Screaming about cutting parts of our heads off.
Yeah, those overalls. Mm.
While grabbing their balls. So Texas A&M, since we're on the subject, that's a creative school in NCAA 14 that no one's ever actually used. But they have been preseason top 10 twice in that same span. We haven't been top 10 at all. We're not overrated. They're the ones who are overrated. Those years they were top 10 in the preseason, an unranked finish and a bowl win over Duke to show for it, okay? So the Aggies are the overrated ones here, actually. Not that I don't know why anyone would ever rate them. They also hit top 10 at some point in 6 straight seasons with only one actual top 10 finish. Poor Aggies.
Embarrassing.
We don't want to brush their hair off their foreheads when it falls down in the sun.
Well, can it with their little military crew cuts? God, they love America so much.
Exactly. We don't want to take them rowboating.
Sometimes I think they love America more than we do.
With a little lace parasol.
I don't. You know what? I know this. They might love America more than we do. They don't love Texas more than we do. Because you know why? We're the University of Texas.
Because they left Texas. They left Texas to join Alabama. or wherever the SEC is.
They left Texas to join their weird little splinter cell movement, and we don't cry ourselves to sleep with a picture of their weird little pleated trousers under our pillow every night.
Every Thanksgiving, it feels exactly the same to play Texas Tech, quite frankly, because we lose to on little trick plays, like, you know, the kind that work for the Aggies, like when Johnny Manziel was running around. I'm so glad we never had to face him.
We don't turn over sometimes in bed thinking we felt hot breath on the back of our neck. And suddenly
from a collie dog. So, number of times this millennium to be ranked preseason top five and finish unranked. How many times has Texas done that?
Can't have happened.
Twice.
Damn. Just once.
Just once.
It
okay.
To everybody once. How many times has Oklahoma done that this millennium?
Oh, three
eight,
times.
Eight, 18.
Add them all together and you get twice.
Ooh.
Twice?
Twice. That's twice as many as once. Oklahoma is twice as overrated as Texas. In 2011, OU was preseason number one and finished in the Insight Bowl. Texas has never been preseason number one. We're humble.
Was that when Skycam fell on him?
I believe it was. Not even Skycam could bear to look at the Sooners. Did you know Baylor, all right? I'm going to tell you right now how Baylor is more overrated than Texas. Mm-hmm. Baylor was preseason ranked in the Jim Grobe era.
Era is an interesting word for it.
Arizona,
it was preseason ranked for the entire Jim Grobe era.
That's like Jim Grobe, the Adult Swim length show.
Next, 11, TCU. 11 minutes. Oh, everyone loves TCU. Lots Gary Patterson, yeah, what an overachiever. Gary Patterson winning his little mid-major bowl games and all that, beating Wisconsin. Can't even run. So three times since joining the Big 12 in 2012, TCU has started top 20 and finished unranked. Come on now. West Virginia's done the same if you go back to 2010. Kansas State hasn't finished in the top 10 since 2002. We have a national title in that span. Vince Young, greatest football player ever. A&M doesn't. Kansas has been preseason ranked six times ever, finishing unranked all six times. Iowa State has done the same.
That one might have been on us.
No, yeah, that's, yeah. Come on.
Sorry, everybody.
Clair.
Kansas has been preseason ranked six times. That's amazing. guess how many times Iowa State has been preseason ranked?
Once.
Wow. Guess how that went.
even that seems high.
Would that be 2003 or 2004?
I don't think so. We're I didn't not, write down the
let's
year.
Let's not look it up. Come on.
It's been a while. Someone look it up.
I would guess it'd be Seneca Wallace. That's whenever anyone says, describe Iowa State football, I would say, sure, a backup QB for the Seattle Seahawks.
So therefore, the Big 12 has three correctly rated teams. Texas, the Longhorns. We're open and honest. Mm-hmm. The media can take the fake news media can take a look, and not even they can botch it. They say the Horns are finishing fifth. The Horns are finishing fifth. Handshakes as good as a contract here in the great state of Texas. Oklahoma State and Texas Tech, of course, are also easy to predict on the whole from year to year. They're going to be two games better or worse than predicted, but if you average it out, they come out to be somewhat honest compared to the rest of the wildly overrated programs in this conference. I mean, look, 2017, picked to finish fourth in the Big 12. We finished third. 2016, picked fifth, finished one game shy. 2015, fifth and fifth. 2014, fourth and fourth. 2013, picked fourth and finished second. You can go on and on and on back to the year we won the national title, except for 2010. One year we've been overrated in the entire past decade. So don't give me this Texas.
And this is exactly why we had to pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, throw together a few coins, and start our own Longhorn Network, a small, independently affiliated journalism outfit dedicated towards telling the truth about Texas at all times.
Pioneers. People who believe in freedom.
Rich. But pioneers and upstarts all the same.
Yeah. You know what? A welcome, you know, it's like anything. If you just put a little bit of hard work, some integrity, some ingenuity, a good product, and $200 million in backing, I think, you know, anyone can succeed in Texas or in America.
Noah proved that.
My favorite program on Longhorn Network is InfoHorns. Because they give you the real shit.
I would also want to I'd want to ask a little bit here about Tom Herman, our current coach.
I love and or hate that man.
Yeah, I love
and what time is it?
I love and or hate him too. At the moment, I love him because it's an even hour. At 11, I will be obligated to hate him.
Because the Sooners will have gotten a commit within that span.
At the tone, the time will be, this hire was somehow both an over and an underreach. Tone.
We got exactly the right man to set us up for the next one. Remember.
I think the important thing is that Texas could have done better, but absolutely Tom Herman should not leave this job. Both of those things.
I think both of those things are true. I think we're
all just grateful to be moved on from the transitional era of Mac Brown.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I think that I find 9 wins to be a disappointment. However, I will find 10 wins to be a disappointment. I will also find 8 wins to be a disappointment. And I will find 11 to be merely satisfactory.
I think in the right context, 14 wins is disappointing. Because then at some point it becomes, well, you know, doesn't that reflect poorly on your past seasons? How could you win 14 now and not get that many the year before? You know, yeah, like
you just told on yourself. You just said you weren't trying last year.
Right, right. I think that's dishonest. I think it's dishonest to do too well year over year. But I also think you better win every fucking game this year.
Are they 14 solid? Did you beat Kansas State? I know you're in the national title game, but did a 328-year-old Highlander with 5 plays in the playbook, who once called games against Newt Rockne himself. Did that man skunk you 23-0 on a blisteringly cold night in Manhattan, Kansas? Did he embarrass you by running a single wing? Did he write you a nice purple-inked note, handwritten, sent to your house afterwards to talk about how proud he was of all that effort you put out in scoring exactly 0 points. Yeah, I don't care if you beat Alabama 66-0 in the national title game. Because really, if you can't beat the state of Alabama at something, do you even deserve to be Texas? I'm just putting it that. I mean, just football or not.
Playing Kansas State on the road really is the football version of misery, where like you're like, oh, he seems so nice and he's saying so many complimentary things about me. And next thing you know, just breaking your legs. Just breaking your legs.
He should have been a dentist. That's what I'm saying about Bill Snyder.
That would have been nice.
Is it safe? No, it's not Texas. It's not safe.
That would have come out. That would have come in handy for us the last 25 years.
It's nothing like being blindsided by an old man in the middle of a field. It's like every time we play them, it's like some kind of horrendous British horror story. I'm in the corn. There's cows. All of a sudden, something ghastly and horrific happens. And then I wake up the next week in Austin, Texas, in the hospital. Every time.
It's like that, what's the popular horror movie in the last couple months? Did y'all see this one?
This is helpful.
Yeah. It's like, it's about the family or whatever. The little girl makes weird noises. And anyway, everybody said it's really good, but it's really slow. So there's Kansas State.
Okay, sure. That was Jason's movie review.
No, listeners know what I'm talking about. Listen, I got that movie pass, so I don't really have to pay attention to what I'm watching because some Silicon Valley psycho is paying for it. So I just sort of show up and like say, I wouldn't have paid for that, but movie, I'm glad somebody did.
That is an extremely Texas fan way to watch a movie. So yeah, just show up and not really pay attention.
Movie pass.
They ought to give you movie pass for like the boosters box at the Longhorns game. Like we're down by 35 to UCLA.
Well,
just as long as you're quiet, that's all we care about.
Movie pass with 2 O's because of the cows.
No.
Cows in them.
I don't know if I like this movie pass thing. It ought to be movie run.
Movie pass is actually Texas
pass.
Tech. No, movie pass is Texas Tech because it's volume. What is it? I don't know. You just gave up a 99-yard TD.
Texas Tech's whole plan is just we're adding a huge database of user information. More data. We're here to fill up CFBstats.com with data. Then we're gonna sell it.
Go see Gotti.
You give up 3 99-yard runs. It doesn't matter. Volume.
You through 76 attempts for only 298 yards. Volume! Go see Independence Day 5.
Data!
Disrupt!
I'm sorry, y'all. I was thinking about making out with Texas A&M.
Fellow truth seekers, if you need a break from untangling the sordid web that connects drug companies, the golf cart battery industry, the Boy Scouts of America, and Oklahoma football, take 15 minutes to watch The Latest Explained about a simple, entirely straightforward subject, cricket. Explained is Vox's new show that deep dives into one subject per episode. You can find it on Netflix or at netflix.com/explained. If you dare venture into the government-monitored light web, that is...